down on our side because he hates idiots also. I don't think it's nice you laughing. See, my mule don't like people laughing. It's the crazy idea you're laughing at him. Now, if you apologize, like I know you're going to, I might convince him that you really didn't mean it.
Why can't you just live by the rules?
Authority is arbitrary and subjective.
I like that story.
It's not a story.
Then what is it?
It's the truth. It's about what I know happened and what you think happened.
I wish I'd been there.
You could have been there and still have missed it.
It's a thing, right?
Yes. Truth is a thing. It's the truth of who we are and what we do, and you have to face that and accept it. It's all going to go away. You, me, the cigarette, everything. Into blackness, the void, and nobody's in charge.
Nothing.
That's all there is.
What do you do with that?
What do we do with that?
You smile.
was the talk of the town with the restless guy. Don't you bother to fool him around. Keeps the varmints on the run, boy. Keeps the varmints.
Together, they turned everything into a kind of an adventure. She liked that. Just an ordinary trip down to the grocery store was full of adventure.
They were always laughing at stupid things. He liked to make her laugh.
And he loved her more than he ever felt possible. But pretty soon she started to worry.
About what?
Money, I guess. Not having enough. Hmm? Not knowing when the next check was coming in.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
So he started to get kind of torn inside.
How do you mean?
Well, he knew he had to work to support her. He couldn't stand being away from her. And the more he was away from her, the crazier he got in the trailer.
The trailer?
He started imagining all kinds of things.
Like what?
Together, they turned everything into a kind of an adventure. I read a book called Indians of the Americas, and I, after reading the book, realized that I knew nothing about the American Indian, and that everything that we are taught about the American Indian is wrong, is inaccurate, and our school books are hopelessly lacking, perhaps criminally lacking, in revealing what our relationship was with the Indian. When we hear, as we've heard throughout all our lives, no matter how old we are, that we are a country that stands for freedom, for rightness, for justice, for everyone, it simply doesn't apply to those who are not white. It just simply doesn't apply. And we were the most rapacious, aggressive, destructive, torturing, monstrous people who swept from one coast to the other, murdering. That isn't revealed because we don't like that image of ourselves. We don't like to see us. We like to see ourselves as perhaps John Wayne sees us. And also what we've learned about the Indians has been largely taught to us by Hollywood and by motion pictures. They have educated us. So we naturally believe that when the Indians came, that the wagons circled and the Indians rode around and subjected themselves to terrible fire and died at a ratio of 65 to 1.
Both barrels of a shotgun would always get two Indians.
Yeah, and that wasn't the way it was at all. But anyway, Indians have been tragically misrepresented in films and in our history books, in our attitudes, in our reporting. And so we must set about to re-educate ourselves. Thank you.
The skies like when you were young?
They ran on forever. We lived in Arizona, and the skies always had little fluffy clouds in them, and they were long and clear, and there were lots of stars at night. And the skies always had little fluffy clouds in them, and they were long and clear, and there were lots of stars at night. The sunsets were purple and red and yellow and on fire, and the clouds would catch the colors everywhere. That's neat, because I used to look at them all the time. And I'd love it. You don't see that. You might still see them in the desert. I came to Arizona when I was 4 and left when I was 14. I learned how to walk across the tar with a towel. You run 15 steps or so, throw the towel down, stand up, pull your feet up, and run some more, throw the towel down. Piece of shade where something, it's, you know, the littlest thing was, and you'd stand on your tiptoes in that piece of shade till you could run further. Or find the tiniest piece of shade where something, it's, you know, the littlest thing was, and you'd stand on your tiptoes in that piece of shade till you could run further.
Ditches?
Yeah. All the pop bottles in the irrigation ditches.
Yeah.
Little guppies and frogs and, yeah.
Did you live like in a suburb?
I think all of Phoenix is a suburb. I think so. They were just building it up so there'd be track houses and then a couple of fields and an old farm and an orchard and more track houses. So.
What did you play when you were a kid?
Well, we moved a lot. I'm thinking of now when you ask me that at this time about 64, 65. And I had a couple of friends at school, usually boys, a couple of boys. And I think most of the time we made up games. We climbed trees and... I think most of the time we made up games. We climbed trees and make up dance routines or shows or stuff. I don't know, we made up games. Mostly I think I played horses now that I think of it. Making horse sounds. I'd be a horse. And I'd run through the field making horse sounds. The sunsets were purple and red and yellow and on fire, and the clouds would catch the colors everywhere. the skies always had little fluffy clouds in them, and they were long and clear, and there were lots of stars at night. The sunsets were purple and red and yellow and on fire, and the clouds would catch the colors everywhere. I learned how to walk across the tar with a towel. You run 15 steps or so, throw the towel down, stand up, throw your feet out, and run some more, throw the towel down. I'd be a horse. And I'd run through the field making horse sounds. And the skies always had little fluffy clouds in them, and they were long and clear, and there were lots of stars at night. The sunsets were purple and red and yellow and on fire, and the clouds would catch the colors everywhere. Or find the tiniest piece of shade where something, it's, you know, the littlest thing was, and you'd stand on your tiptoes in that piece of shade till you could run further. Be a horse. And I'd run through the field, making horse sounds.
Go. Howdy, Cowboy Rick here with a saddlebag full of Wild West sounds. Rick Cowboy Noise Tracks, 1272. By the way, the guns here ain't real because real men don't need guns.
I'll give you 5 seconds to unbuckle your guns. One.
One. One.
One. Two.
Two. Two. Two. Two. Seven. 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 Two. Two.
Ah, God.
This is all very, very touching.
You mean you don't admire peace?
It's not really easy to like something you know nothing about. It's nice you laughing. See, my mule don't like people laughing. It's the crazy idea you're laughing at him. Now, if you apologize like I know you're going to, I might convince him that you really didn't mean it.
Well, she's just a tight-waisted, winky-eyed flirt.
Why can't you just live by the rules?
Authority is arbitrary and subjective.
I like that story.
It's not a story.
Then what is it?
It's the truth. It's about what I know happened and what you think happened.
I wish I'd been there.
You could have been there and still have missed it.
It's a thing, right?
Yes. Truth is a thing. It's the truth of who we are and what we do, and you have to face that and accept it. It's all going to go away. You, me, the cigarette, everything. Into blackness, the void, and nobody's in charge.
Nothing.
That's all there is.
What do you do with that?
What do we do with that?
Thank you.
wild. She was very beautiful, you know. And together they turned everything into a kind of an adventure. And she liked that. Just an ordinary trip down to the grocery store was full of adventure. They were always laughing at stupid things. He liked to make them laugh. And he loved her more than he ever felt possible. But pretty soon she started to worry.
About what?
Money, I guess. Not having enough. Hmm? Not knowing when the next check was coming in.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
So he started to get kind of torn inside.
How do you mean?
Well, he knew he had to work to support her. He couldn't stand being away from her.
I see.
And the more he was away from her, the crazier he got in the trailer.
The trailer?
Started imagining all kinds of things.
Like what?
Together they turned everything into a kind of an adventure.
I read a book called Indians of the Americas, and I, after reading the book, realized that I knew nothing about the American Indian and that everything that we are taught about the American Indian is wrong. It's inaccurate, and our school books are hopelessly lacking, perhaps criminally lacking, in revealing what our relationship was with the Indian. When we hear, as we've heard throughout all our lives, no matter how old we are, that we are a country that stands for freedom, for rightness, for justice, for everyone, it simply doesn't apply to those who are not white. It just simply doesn't apply. And we were the most rapacious, aggressive, destructive, torturing, monstrous people who swept from one coast to the other, murdering. That isn't revealed because we don't like that image of ourselves. We don't like to see us. We like to see ourselves as perhaps John Wayne sees us. And that, and also what we've learned about the Indians has been largely taught to us by Hollywood and by motion pictures. They have educated us. So we naturally believe that when the Indians came, that the wagons circled and the Indians rode around and subjected themselves to terrible fire and died at a ratio of 65 to 1.
Both barrels of a shotgun would always get two Indians.
Yeah, and that wasn't the way it was at all. But anyway, Indians have been tragically misrepresented in films and in our history books, in our attitudes, in our reporting. And so we must set about to re-educate ourselves.